That is what we're doing right now, right this second.
Carpe diem, okay?
We're doing it today.
It's carpe diem.
Seize the day!
What day?
What day?
Today. Today? Today?
This today?
I can think of no better time than the present.
Well, what is today?
Actually, today is Tuesday.
The Latin term for that sentiment is carpe diem. That's seize the day.
Excuse me, I'm seizing.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I'm sorry. Oh, people are just going psycho. I swear. I was just texted this. So this is literally breaking news this morning. On the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I don't think it's a joke. I see the sign. Sean Meehan, if this is a joke, I'm going to kill you. So I was just texted this. It looks like she just announced this morning. Michelle Fiore for governor of Nevada. Why? She has no chance of winning. But you know what? Good for her. If that's what she wants to do, then good for her. We'll put her in the latest polls of who do you think will take the Republican primary for governor to run against Sisolak. I like Michelle. She's a nice lady. She's strong. She's confident. And we need more women in politics like that. Women that are willing to speak their mind and stand up for the truth, not cower behind silence and vote with Democrats. You know exactly who I'm talking about. So, Michelle Fiore thinks that she can beat Sisolak. I'm just beside myself. She has supporters, and that's great. But yeah, at some point, we all need to rally around a good candidate that can beat Sisolak. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I hope that's a joke and somebody just made up one sign and put it out. Oh, well. To each their own. There are candidates who... Somebody... Lee texted me or Facebooked, messaged me this the other day. I wish you were running for governor. No. Yeah, I've gotten that a couple of times. I've had people tell me that they'd like to see me run for governor. That's never going to happen. Because it's not reality. Don't take reality and confuse it with elitism in the Republican Party for the higher ups telling someone like Sam Brown they can't win. Because Sam Brown can win. Michelle Fiore, she can't win. Sorry. It's just my opinion. My opinion. But if she wants to run, good for her. You have to choose the battles you can win when it comes to taking back our country, to taking back our freedoms. And we have got a great list of candidates already in a very crowded field running for governor. And then people who will not get the we the people vote. Like Dean Heller. Like a couple of other candidates from Las Vegas. People who literally just moved here from California and are throwing their hat in the ring. Because they do take up vital resources. And I don't know why they throw their name in. Because I know, personally, I can totally beat Lisa Krasner when it comes to running for the Nevada State Senate. Because I have your confidence. I have your support. I have your vote. I have people in the Republican Party high up that can't publicly say they're supporting me, but I know they are. That's why Lisa is trying the roundabout way in trying to get appointed. And, you know, I think that goes further than just her opening up for the seat. I think that is the party doing that. Some of the elites in the party doing that. The ones who supported Ben Kiekhefer all this time. Because they know I will beat her in an election. So for the people who don't pay attention to politics, when they see that incumbent by the side of her name, that they'll just automatically vote for her. Doesn't matter. I know with you behind me, I can still beat an incumbent. This is why we all have to be involved with the candidates. Know who they are. And if they truly believe in what you believe in to represent you. In the last hour, we were talking about critical race theory, which a lot of these politicians, they won't even talk about. So in Douglas County, just to give you the heads up, you're needed. Everybody who lives in Douglas County who does not believe in critical race theory, who will not tolerate CRT, social justice, being taught to the children, little black children, that they are oppressed, that they are being held back by their best friends sitting next to them, who may be white, that somebody at 6, 7, 8 years old is an oppressor. You need to pack the school board meeting, which is at 6 p.m., October 21st. So just a couple of days away. Thursday night, 6 p.m., Douglas High School. They will be discussing CRT at this meeting and implementing it. And if you live in Douglas County, you need to step up. Parents, grandparents, residents. Our future literally is at stake. Do you teach the truth? Or you support teaching the lies, teaching the history that they're making up and trying to brainwash the kids. Again, that's Douglas County. Douglas High School, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Make sure everybody knows about it. Your friends, your neighbors. Same fight is going on here in Washoe County. It's going to go on in all the counties. Because we haven't done our jobs in making sure that we know what's called down ballot. We vote for the big races. President, vice president. Governor, lieutenant governor. Senate, Assembly, U.S. Senate, Congress. But we don't know the judges. We don't know the members of the school boards. We don't know the city council people, the commissioners. And this is how you lose your country. This is how you lose the respect of history. You lose the learning capability. You learn the history that Democrats were actually the party of racism and still are. That's why the Democrat liberals are teaching the re-education with CRT. Democrats started the KKK and still embrace it. You just don't realize it, or the left, the up-and-comers, don't realize it, because all they have to do is say Republicans are racist, Trump is racist, you and I are racist. Now, remember, I said all they have to do is say it. They don't have to prove it. On the other hand, we can prove it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Khloe Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged. The date of the wedding is unknown. But if my Kardashian calculations are correct, the date of the divorce should be about 6 weeks later. Phil Collins has a massive collection of Alamo artifacts that some experts believe could be fake. Beginning with Pee Wee Herman's bike, I'm pretty sure the seller saw Phil Collins coming on that one. Tony Bennett set a new Guinness World Record for being the oldest person to release an album of new material. Your move, Madonna. And today is Evaluate Your Life Day. And for us in radio, that's every day. Just kidding. What else can you get in life for free? Evaluate that. This is not headline news.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. It's your show, so let's get to it. 884-9910 is the talk and text lines. We'll get to a few of the texts that I'm getting this morning here in just a moment. First off, though, I want to talk to Jimmy. He's got some comments on what Jerry was talking about this morning. So, Jimmy, welcome to the program.
It's been a while since we talked. So long.
Come on. So, Jimmy, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I totally agree with this, what Jerry said about, you know, Mussolini over there. Excuse me. Must be that COVID.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a cold or flu anymore. It's just COVID.
No. Even though I live out in the Dust Bowl, Silver Springs. I just knew it was all him. That's what the backup is, and, you know, his boss, Grandpa Joe. But anyway, I get in so much trouble when I talk political. I would have really, really loved to have been at the happening Sunday. I do barbecue. In fact, I'm watching my two smokers going right now, doing a brisket and pulled pork.
Now you're making me hungry. It's too close to lunch to talk about pulled pork and brisket, Jimmy.
Oh, God, it's so good. I'm from Texas, so, you know, everything's better in Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. So what exactly do you think Jerry was right on about?
About the trucking restrictions.
About the trucking restrictions?
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, dock workers or, you know, the ships ran out of gas or, you know, whatever.
Boy, if they have to sit out in that ocean any longer, some of them will start running out of fuel. It's getting pretty bad.
Well, my question was, How are they eating? Are there helicopters flying over with bags of McDonald's or something? I don't know.
they're being supplied. There's other ships that can go out and hook up with them, just like, you know, planes refuel in the air. They're being taken care of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Poor guys. Yeah, but what he said about the eastern ports, you know, they can't really handle it. So now it's down to California. You know, I know you're from Cali. I know your mom still lives there and all that stuff, but I don't wish ill on... I have friends in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Can't we just nuke the place or just kick them out?
No,
we
can't nuke the place. You know, okay. What we need to do is just like we're doing here in Nevada, and we're reclaiming it. More and more people are standing up. They're coming out of that sleep that we were all induced into by the media, by television, by Hollywood, by, you know, just our lives, focusing on other things. And now we're focusing on what's important. And, you know, Jimmy, once we get the real numbers in, we'll all know that Trump won California. So it's Democrat haven that people believe it is.
I have a lot of friends over there. And I hate to group them in with this stuff, but, you know, they're just so communistic, socialistic.
Just those who are calling the shots, Jimmy. That's why we have to support our friends and our neighbors over in California and say, you know what, you can take back California as well. We have to support their efforts and know that, you know, we're doing it here as well, and they can do it too. So, Jimmy, I got to let you go, but thank you so much for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk this morning. It was a pleasure talking to you. Grabbing a couple of texts at 884-9910. Just got this question in. If Krasner is appointed, does a vote on the ballot still happen? Or is it pulled from ballot, you know, do the games played behind closed doors? Yes. If Krasner is appointed by the political elite that they're playing the games with now, then she only fills in for Ben Kiekhoeffer's for the rest of his term. We'll still have a primary. I mean, she'll be listed as the incumbent, but that doesn't mean anything to people nowadays. If anything, I think being appointed to office is actually not a good thing. It's not a badge of honor. Being elected by the people in a free and fair election, that is what a badge of honor is. There is no reason, as we were talking about yesterday, there is no reason why a ballot cannot be sent to the members, to the people, even all the people of voting age in the district that Ben Kiekhoeffer holds. The only reason they want to appoint someone is so they can appoint someone of their choosing. I have no problem running against the incumbent. If she gets appointed, it's going to make it even more fun. This is what happens when people just want a title behind their names. That's why they go from assembly to Senate to Congress to blah, 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 and just make it a political career. Because they can't literally function at doing something else. We have a citizen government for a reason. That's what the founding fathers wanted. And because so many people got into it that just thought, you know what? I want to live off the dole. I'll just slander and make everybody else look so bad that people won't want to run for office, that good people won't want to be in office. Ask some of the commissioners and the city council people who were good at what they did, why they only held office for one term. Get some truth. Because they were bullied. They were intimidated, and they were literally just pushed out to the point they didn't want to do it again. Well, tough, you know what? Tough noogies. We need tougher people in there to fight back. So join me in that fight. All right. Another quick text here. Monica, some of these stupid teachers believe it themselves, referring to CRT. I know. That's why we call them out. My friend Dave, let's see. That's good. Dude there, what do you think about Sheriff Joe? Oh, please. He doesn't have a chance when it comes to we the people. Joey Gilbert, yeah. You look at Joey Gilbert and Fred Simon, the way they're treated in the media, they're never mentioned. If Joey's mentioned, he's called an insurrectionist because he was there in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. You never hear Fred Simon's name, Dr. Fred Simon's name mentioned in the paper or on television. Why? Because they can actually win. The media will only focus on those who they choose, like Dean Heller and Joe Lombardo. It's not going to happen. Just because the big donors give money, just because the political elite throw their backing in, doesn't mean squat. Because it's the vote of we the people. But then again, Dean Heller is the one that actually got Nevada, the state of Nevada, the Dominion voting machine, so maybe he actually knew. Who knows?
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of northern Nevada.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and what a day it is. All right. We've got lots of phone calls and just, my goodness, texts, emails. I'm not even going to be able to get through all of them. I do want to share this one little thing with you. Had to take my wife to Renown this morning for a test. At the end, I asked the woman who did the test if they had identified the bacteria yet that was causing us to have to wear masks, since all they know they don't work for the virus, bringing my joy to the medical community. Bob, you are such a riot. Thank you so much for sending me that. Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com, and 923fmtalk.com, and answer today's poll question. Who do you think is behind the chaos of the supply chain crisis? All right? It's that simple. I just want to know who you think. I know who I think is behind it, but it's more important to know who you think. Let's go to the talk and text lines. We've got, we've got a lineup. Randy, we'll get to you in just a second. Right now, though, we got to check in with Glenn. Glenn's been hanging on the line for quite some time, actually, since the last segment. Randy, Glenn, what's on your mind this morning?
I want to ask you a question. If you become our representative for the state, would you put a bill forward to have all politicians get the injection of sodium pentothal and hooked up to a lie detector anytime they give a speech?
That
and
would
get
be...
that to the national before 2024 election.
That would be a great thing, Glenn, but like most things I've been talking about, I am for bodily autonomy, and that includes injecting sodium pentothal. Maybe we can just put it into the air conditioning system and everybody would have to go that way. What do you think?
Well, that won't work for outdoor speeches, especially when you got the party of KKK, the party of bigots claiming that... the other party that's saying this stuff, if they're hooked up to a lie detector, sodium pentothal, the truth comes right out their mouth.
Yes, it does. But, you know, as we've seen, you know, anything that that party says, just like everything that they did against Trump, all right, just like they did against Trump, whatever they say, just reverse it. And that's the truth. Just like Biden says, he thinks that the rich should pay their fair share. Well, guess what?
Yeah,
no,
that comes
he
down
wants to tax
to,
everybody. So just go yeah. by that train of thinking and we'll be okay. Glenn, thank you for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk this morning. Right now, though, I want to check in with a dear friend that I haven't spoken to in years. So I'm so glad that he's on the line this morning at 884-9910. And that is Randy. Is it okay to use your last name? You good there?
Yeah, go for it.
Randy Napolitano joins us right now. And Randy, boy, this has just been a hell of a whirlwind, what we've been going through for. Aren't you glad you survived that heart attack to see what's going on over the last 10 years?
Oh, my gosh, Monica. I am so blessed the way God has brought me back from death. You know, yeah, most people know that I was dead for a full hour with no blood circulating whatsoever. And St. Mary's calls me the miracle man. They'd never seen anybody live through that.
Well, I call you the miracle man because you were talking about the New World Order. You were talking about the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund, Davos Group, and, you know, all this other garbage that we're seeing coming to fruition. You were talking about it before really anybody else was in Northern Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it on the, I saw the writing on the wall 30 years ago, you know. And
yeah, but you had the guts to say something about it, and that's the difference.
Yeah, because I talked about it that whole 30 years, and people thought I was nuts. But now it's all starting to come to fruition, and it's like, whoa, you know. Yeah, so, the communism. Well, yeah, because I remember we talked about that. And the way that it happened here, at least in Nevada, I had a girlfriend back in 1990. And it was before, of course, before Bill Clinton was elected. And she was an admitted communist. And you may know her. I can't remember when you went to work for that other radio station. But she was in the news department over there because I got her hired on over there. I introduced her to Ross and Dan. Anyway, do you remember Carol? Or were you there then?
Oh, yeah, I was there then. I didn't realize that about Carol.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, because she was raised in Washington, in Falls Church, Washington, D.C. Her father was CIA. He was also one of the authors of the Marshall Plan, and she was also with the World Bank. He was also with the World Bank, and he was well. She was an admitted, and back then, 30 years ago, you know, if someone said they were communists, it was more amusing than anything else because it wasn't a big threat back then, and.
But then we saw how Bernie Sanders continued to take over and continued to grow. And Randy, that's what I think that we've all known is that is the communist plan, that you take over education, and we saw them take over the universities. And then we saw them take over the media. And now we see those people that were graduating from the universities, now they're teaching in elementary school. So it is all coming full circle.
And so what had happened was she was actually registered as a communist. And when it came time to election for Bill Clinton, she told me, she goes, I voted for Bill Clinton. And I said, why would you vote for him? You're a communist. She goes, well, we had a meeting. She was up high up in the Communist Party. She was part of the staff. And I said, why would you vote for Bill Clinton if you were a communist? She goes, well, we had a meeting, and we realized in this meeting that nobody in their right mind would ever vote for a communist. So we figured we had to change affiliation to get people to vote for us. And we looked over the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. And since the Democrat Party platform was so close to the Communist platform, we all decided that nationally we should change our affiliation from Communist to Democrat.
Wow. And actually that honest about it.
Yeah. Well, she was an honest person, and that's one thing that was really kind of weird. But we were no longer boyfriend and girlfriend after a while. But
the truth comes out.
Yeah. But one thing that was really funny was she was in my house, and I had a magazine, a Time magazine or whatever, with Bill and Hillary on the cover. This was before Bill was elected. And she looked at that, and she goes, and she took a big, deep gasp and put her hand on her chest. She goes, "Who's that woman? She's so evil." Just by looking at her picture. Yeah, I thought that was real interesting.
Yeah, people have a sense. I mean, God gave us the inherent, you know, we have that instinct for a reason. It's our animal instinct, and it's to tell who's evil and who's not. And I agree with her on that one. But Randy, where do you see it going through as we talk about communism? We talk about also the flood of illegal aliens at the border. This is all part of the same plan, because the refugees coming in, the illegal immigration, it all works together.
Yes, most definitely. Right now, what I see happening, I guess the best analogy I can come up with is a bucket of mud. And, you know, the mud is, of course, you don't want it in the bucket. So, and you can't just pick up the bucket and pour it out. So you have to get it out of there somehow. So you start running water into it. And we can say that was Trump. And what happens when you're pouring that water into the bucket? You see mud coming out. Mm-hmm. You see more mud coming out. You see more mud coming, but it's coming out. It's not going in.
Yeah.
And eventually, as you keep pouring in that fresh, clean water, that mud keeps getting washed out, keeps getting washed out. Before you know it, you're going to have clean water in the bucket again. But it's going to be, it's a process. It's going to take a while. And that's what we're going through right now, is we're going through that process of cleaning out the bucket. And And it looks to the world the same thing. Mud is mud. But the mud is coming out, not going in.
Well, and I think that's where Trump had the best analogy of draining the swamp. You know, we are still in the process of, we're getting that sludge out of the bottom. And I know people are saying it's painful and, you know, how can all of this continue? You know, a good example is, why is Trump still touting the shot? Because he has to. He has to tout also, besides it, bodily autonomy. Because people have to have their rights.
Yep. Yep. It's quite a process that we're going through right now. But I think we're going to come out on the other side of it really in better shape than before.
And a lot stronger.
I mean, stronger, better for it. I think it's a huge learning process. We'll be better off than we were in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah, it's truth.
Randy,
I got to let you go, but I encourage everybody. I know a lot of people are against Facebooks and things like that, but get onto social media and follow Randy Napolitano, because you will have your eyes opened with honesty. Randy, just God bless
just got,
you.
I just got 30 days more in jail yesterday.
Now that is a badge of honor.
Yes, it is.
Randy, thank you so much for calling into the show, and make sure you start calling more.
You got it, Monica. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Talk to you soon, sweetheart. Oh, you can always instant message me. You know, they don't seem to attack that. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll wrap it up here with a couple more of your texts and your questions.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As we wrap up the show today, I would love to hear from you on who you think is responsible for the chaos that we're seeing at the stores, at some stores, that we keep hearing about how it's going to be a horrible Christmas if you don't shop now. Well, you know what? How about just not shopping at all? Because Christmas isn't about consumerism. So it is getting tough, though, for especially the farmers. You know, those parts coming from China. Mm-hmm. So make sure you stop by Carson City, Nissan Carson City as well. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. I like saying that, in stock. Who do you think is causing all the chaos with the supply chain? I've already been working on the webpage. I am so sorry for not updating all of the information that I try to bring to you throughout the show and getting it to you through the webpage at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. A little busy with a little festival that I helped put on. So I'm getting back into the groove of everything and making sure that you have the information that you need. And I have to respond to one of the text that was just sent to me. Did you send Randy my clear as mud analogy before your call? No, I didn't, actually. I think more and more people are just realizing that this is what's happening. We're finally pouring some water into that mud and we're getting a clear view. Diane just sent me this. Does my voter registration have to say political party Republican, or can I vote Republican if it says other? No, you cannot. But there's a caveat. In the general election, it doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. You can vote for whoever you want to. The primary is the most important election. And that election, the primary, you have to be a registered party. If you are registered under other or independent, libertarian, as an example, you will not see my name on your ballot. That's why we have to suck it up. Suck it up and come back to the Washoe County Republican Party, the Republican Party here in Nevada, because we, the people, are in the process of taking it back. The old regime is either resigning or they're not speaking up. They're starting their own PACs. So work with who we the people. Donate to the candidates that you want to see elected, even if they're not in your district. Because you know what? For the people of Sparks, for the people of the North Valleys, when I'm elected to the Nevada Senate with your help, I will still be representing you because I represent constitutional Americans, people who believe in other people's rights, who believe in what the founding fathers wanted done. Lee C., that's how I'm going to distinguish between Lee C. and Lee Elliott. Lee C. sent me this. You're a lifesaver. Thank you so much for Dr. Dalton. Dr. Dalton is the doctor that I recommend for the Regeneron treatment. It's pretty much what healed me after I was released from the ICU from Renown, still being sick, just being sent home with oxygen and not being treated. So I responded to Lee, I'm not the lifesaver. Dr. Dalton is the lifesaver for taking on and giving people the treatments they needed. I'm just the person who will give you the truth and who will give you what you need to actually find treatment. Like Dr. Fong, Dr. Dalton, all the other doctors I recommend on my webpage. It's the Monica J. Show. I do it because I love you.